This is the Kicking It With Jason podcast.
All right, what you guys are about to listen to is a quick breakdown and review of my outdoor kickboxing class. It went super well. It was a tiring process. It was a fun process. And I'm excited to do another one. And I just give a few thoughts about it. It's about 12 minutes. And it's all part of the journey of opening a gym. So if you guys want to be a part of my next outdoor kickboxing class, text my text community number, which is 510-288-2750. Text hashtag kickboxing to that number. Again, hashtag kickboxing to my number, 510-288-2750. And I'll shoot you the next announcement. Everybody on that list gets first dibs on the RSVP, and they get the first announcement about the class. So these things are popping up, and I would love to see your beautiful faces and give you a great workout. Thanks. I'm Jason Richardson Albini, and this is my journey, my series, and my documentation opening my gym, Roundhouse Life. All right, it's 9, let me get the official time, 9:46. It was a good day today, man. It was a really good day for the outdoor kickboxing class. All five kickboxers had a good time. It was a 45-minute workout. They kind of wanted more at the end. A lot of them have done my workouts in the past, so they're used to like one-hour group kickboxing classes. But they still wanted more, and they pushed, and that means they were having a good time. But I'm beat. Like, my legs are super tired. I'm sore from doing squats yesterday. I did 5 sets of 10, 140 pounds, plyometric work. My legs are really tired. And then I had to, like, push these Wavemaster bags. There's footage that I'll put out of me hauling this stuff around. But it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. But it was worth it, you know? And, you know, when you love something and you enjoy something, you have a passion for something, you're willing to do the stuff that's not so fun. And that's why you can outwork people in your area who don't love it. Like, if there's somebody who's doing kickboxing that doesn't love the work, they're not going to outwork me because I'm willing to do the things that aren't so fun or aren't so pleasant. Like, I'm willing to get a van, dish out my own money, haul the equipment around, put the content out, the behind the scenes, promote it, market, get feedback, all that. I'm willing to do the things that the person that doesn't love it isn't willing to do. And that's how, I mean, that's with anything that you're doing. You know, if somebody loves the thing that you don't love and you're pursuing it, they're going to outwork you and they're going to beat you because they're going to do the sacrifices that you don't want to do. So, you know, it was a cool kind of a, you know, from, I would say, probably from 4 to like 8, it was just nonstop go. Went to the dojo to pick up the bags. Then went to Fernandez Park. Went to Arco to get the U-Haul. Came back to the house. Picked up the heavy bag here. Then went to the dojo. Then went to Fernandez Park. Loaded up there. Did the class. After class, put everything back in. Got some help from Gabe on that one. Thank you, man. That was super helpful. Then went over to my parents' house. Had to unload the heavy bags there to keep it there, you know, as storage. Maybe I can get a commercial van. Is something playing on my phone? I think my Instagram's is playing in the back. So if you guys hear a noise, that's from Instagram. But yeah, so I went to my parents' house and unloaded there, got done there about 7:15, then went back to drop off the U-Haul, then Brenda picked me up, and then got home, put out like 4 videos of the workout, all good videos, good footage. Now I have footage forever, you know? That's the power of recording and making content, because you can chop those up and go back to them and brand it and everything. So now that I have like I would say probably 15 minutes of footage. It's pretty good. Probably get some more on the next one. Gabe did really good though for his first time, like just coming out there and just picking up the camera. You know, he had fun with it, he had a good time. Just maybe I can give him some producing tips and figure it out together of just how to get more footage, different angles, on the fly kind of stuff. In class interview, like how I did a video where I was like, they're freestyling right now, it's fall, they just, you know, work some kicks, some combos. That's pretty dope to do. It's fun and it's spontaneous. And I think the spontaneous stuff is it's entertaining. And it makes it more lively and real and not so scripted. So there's that. They all wanted to do it again. They all want to do it again. And I'm willing to do it again. I think I'm willing to do another test run. It only cost me about $80 to do this today. I was too lazy to fill up the gas, so I think I got charged the gas fee. I don't even know. I was just like, I don't feel like filling up the gas. So, it came out to 80. And then, yeah, so I'll do this again. I'm gonna have to get another U-Haul. Oh, that's what I was saying. I was saying I can get a commercial van, and that can be something like a $300 payment a month. So if I can produce a program outside, winter's coming, so things can kind of change. But if I can produce a program that is making $20 a head per class, so you know, if there's six people in class, $20, I can even do 25. 25 times six, that's 100 in. What the heck is that? 130? Wait. Yeah, 130. I think. Wait, what's 5 times 6? Yeah, it's like 130. Something like that. Dude, I'm terrible at math, I'm telling you. So you do 130, you make 130 per class. If you do 3 classes a week, if I do 3 classes a week, 130. That's one, that's 260 plus another 130. That's 190. If you're watching this, you probably already figured it out. That's 390. That's 390. A week that I can make training 6 people. So that would cover the cost of the van. And then, you know, there's taxes to pay, and then there's gas, and then there's the down payment for the van, things like that. And then there's gonna be like the rental for the spot. I got in contact with the manager. She got back to me. She's been busy with other programs and stuff. So she says they're working on a rental thing, which is a great idea. All parks need to be on top of that because you guys are missing out on money. Because there's somebody like me who's like, yo, I'm willing to do a program and get money in y'all pocket, and you guys don't have nothing set up. You're missing out on dollars. So every park should be on top of that, especially with the COVID thing going on and the mandate and like the outdoor, indoor thing that's happening. Like, people want outdoor workouts. So, permit situation is a good one to have. So she got in contact with me and said they're working on that. And that would be really good to get done as quickly as possible. But yeah. You know, I'm just super grateful for today. I'm glad we were safe. I'm glad we had a good time. The big man above was definitely working through me today. It was great energy. Ideas are flowing. Energy was flowing. Overall, good people, good attitudes, good flow to everything. Definitely do it again and grow from here. And you know, when you're out there, there's like moments where you're by yourself, and like when you're hustling and like working and you're doing entrepreneurial stuff. Even Gary Vee would say like entrepreneurship is lonely, and it is. You know, like I was out there moving stuff and doing the work, and then the class happens, you know? Then the actual scene happens. But the behind the scenes, you know, it's on you. You're doing the marketing, you're coming up with the ideas, you're reaching out to people, you're figuring out the numbers, the space, you're building the relationships. You got to deal with the mistakes or the failures, the random things that come up, all the accountability, all that stuff that happens. So, but man, that was a class first. No, it's not my first outdoor kickboxing class, because I've done them actually at the karate school before all this pandemic stuff. I actually did a couple Saturday classes outside because people were like, let's mix it up, and it was fun. So this is the first one, though, during this era in 2021, that I did it and marketed it. So yeah, I have my Roundhouse Like You Mean It shirt on. That's the name of my gym, if y'all didn't know. That's the name of my company, my LLC, Roundhouse Like You Mean It. And the people, when they train, they're going to be called the Roundhouse Crew. So if you see my captions today about the videos, I would say a lot, like, I would say the crew. Because I hate the word, like, clientele. That word is so, so icky. Clientele. Like, who says that when you're working out? This is my clientele. Come on, clientele. You guys are doing great. I don't like using that word too much. But I do like saying Roundhouse Crew. Like, this is the Roundhouse Crew. Good job, crew. Or kickboxers or whatever. Like how Disney calls, they don't call their employees. They call them cast members. Because Disney is all about production. They're all about putting on a show. They're all about the art and, you know, entertaining their guests, serving their guests. So it's a cast member. Everybody is a cast member. Whether you're serving ice cream, you're a janitor, you're in the parade, you're drawing for the movies, you're creating the storyline for the shows, you're the light person, you're the construction dude for Disneyland, you're a cast member. And that's how I wanted to be at my gym. Like, no matter what you're doing, if you're making content, you're on the content creation team, or you're working the tech and all that, or you're helping me run classes, you're a trainer, you're in the Roundhouse Crew. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right, I'm logging off. I'm going to drink some milk. And I kind of want to watch some Big Bang Theory, to be honest with you. And I'm probably going to rest tomorrow. No, I'll do a little light cardio tomorrow. That's a lie. I've been on my game with working out. I like the last 2 weeks before this, it wasn't so pretty, but this week was good. So I want to do something active tomorrow. And the weather's nice. I like good warm California weather. Feels nice. Feels really good. Like right now, it feels awesome. You don't need a sweater. You can wear a sweater if you want to, but you don't need one. That's good weather at night in California, and you want to enjoy it too when it's fall. So if you guys see these videos, leave any feedback. I do appreciate your support, all the feedback. If you attended class, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really love you all. Thank you, seriously. And if you guys have any questions, or you have any ideas you want to share with me or brainstorm with me, man, I'm always a DM away. I'm always a text away. Bye-bye. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, leave a review on Apple. Share this from Spotify. Share it with someone. Tweet me. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. And I love your feedback. Thank you for listening. And have a good day.